Everybody, it's Shells here. Let's talk about the music. All right, so I'm on a completely different computer because my mini crashed. Maybe I get a fix. I don't know. So I'm on my laptop that's going to be primarily my podcast laptop. So I'm hoping it all works out. And those who are watching this on YouTube, I have big cannons on my head, called headphones. And because my headphones that I was using will not hook up to the Bluetooth. Why? I don't know. It's driving me nuts. But here we are. Alrighty. And also, I'm very bright. So I'm trying to figure out the lighting. So hopefully, season two, I'll figure that out. All right. So this is the last episode of season one. Season one. Alrighty. So I'll be back. Probably in a few weeks. I need some time to figure out how to fix my van. My van broke down on June 10th on the way back from the very first graduation. I'm part of Trio. Trio is a marvelous program that some colleges actually chooses or gets involved with. It's for a low income, first edition going to college and also Native Americans or First Nation gets to be part of it, if that makes sense. So it helps out with people go farther in life with their program, gets extra boost, and also a lot of tutoring. Without tutors, oh my God, I would not be here telling you I am graduating. Da-da-da! I am graduating. So those who will be listening to the show on Wednesday at 8 a.m., you guys will be noticing that I'll be graduating on at 6 p.m. that evening. Those who are watching us, you probably see my cap and gown right now. So I don't know if you can see or not with my background. So yeah, my cap and gown right here. I'll be decorating it as soon as I get done with this rewind. So people will know that Shells and LTA team is graduating. Now, why I'm saying this? Because when I was learning radio broadcasting, putting the radio station together, they were telling me that the radio station has a personality. So I gave LTA team a personality. Why not? Okay. All right. So that's what I'm going to be doing is doing that. So the webcam is driving me nuts because I'm looking at the monitor of the laptop, but my is right there. So those who are watching, I'm looking at the screen and not the webcam. Okay, so I'm sorry being awkward. All right, so here we go. This is the fourth rewind of looking back at episode 20, 25, 26, 27, 28, and of course this is 29. Got it? All right. So 26 was with solo women. Okay, little pound of power. 27. Okay, sorry, 26 was what's going on LCATM, and then on 27 it was on Sunrust. 28 was on the live show at the Valley, which I love that show. And then the 29, of course, this is the 29th episode of this series. And I'll be taking some time off to get my life situated, trying to figure out how I'm supposed to do season two without my van. So now I'll give you another goose egg if you guys paying attention to it. So anyway, alrighty. So first things first, Papa Sash, play that theme song for us. Hit it, guys.
Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the band. Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the sound. Let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the music.
On episode episode 25, we got a chance to talk to solar power women in the music industry. I will have more conversations about this in the future. So on this episode, we talked to Ellie and Marianne. And the question was, what would you guys play during your set? And so instead of telling about it, Marianne decided to sing it to us. And I love the fact that musicians want to come and perform on the show. So hopefully in season two, we'll get more musicians want to play live and perform. So I'd like to bring music into Let's Talk About the Music, because it is a music show, right? So anyway, check this out. Enjoy.
That changes. You said what song do I begin
with?
Yeah,
what's your favorite song to perform and why?
Often I've done, so mostly I do my own music, but I also do covers in unusual styles. So I have a version of Listen to the Music. I don't know if it's kosher to play, so I have my guitar.
You can if you want to. So why not?
The Doobie Brothers?
So I wasn't going to begin unless...
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, as opposed to the regular Doobie Brothers, it's... Anyway, I go, don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the new. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So I see it as being in my own world. Tuck and Patty meets, you know who Tuck and Patty is, Ellie?
Yeah.
Shells, you might not. And if you don't, they're really worth checking out. Tuck and Patty. Anyway, so that's my version of Doobie Brothers. And it either brings people in or pushes them further out. But I find out who my friends are. Then I have a 7-8 version of Get Together. if I'm being nice, I don't ask people to sing along.
Well, I was going to say, okay, that must be hard to sing along to.
And it actually isn't, because if you sing over it,
it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, I don't know how much time it could take up, but.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. Okay.
So instead of the, you know, by the way, this isn't my Stella guitar, because that one broke actually into pieces. but that's the featured slide guitar on a song called Bless These Blues, which was my one MTV style video done many years ago. But this is a Regal found at our transfer station, and then I had it found for free. I had it redone by a wonderful guitar repair person. But so, you know, instead of, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another, right? So I get into this whole 7-8 thing, which you just spend days turning all your songs into 7-8 songs and never come back. So one, two, three, four, five. So you go. So if people aren't familiar with the song, you know, love is but a song we sing, fear's the way we die. 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. 5, 6, 7. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. This is really good for drumming. Come on, people. So let's try it. 5, 6, 7.
We can't
Come
do it in
this people center. Now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Love one another right now. And then the second time I do it after the next verse, I go, because Jesse Colin Young, who actually didn't write the song, I can't remember who did, but this is the version they forgot. Come on, people, now smile on your sister. Everybody get together. Make love your mission right now. Right now.
That's beautiful, Marianne. And it's interesting because I usually close with that song.
Really?
And have everybody sing along. And also, it is written for my children to see that if you get together after I die, sing that song.
Oh, wow.
And have a memorial service, because it's, and Dino Valenti wrote it, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me, because I did look it up recently. Wow, yeah, it's a very moving song.
It's an important song, and it's like, when I sing it, I think, come on, people, now. Smile, right. Your brother, everybody get together and love one another right now already. You know,
right. It's like,
come on, people. You know, we can't go on like this.
Right. I hear you.
Do this right now.
Absolutely. So beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. When you said Marianne, that. When we get together, we're going to play that in 7/8.
When we get together.
Yeah, there you go.
Tomorrow.
We got to get together.
We're getting together for the first time tomorrow, Ellie and I.
Yeah, we're going to play some music.
We're rehearsing being friends.
You can't rehearse me.
And see if we can be in a band called Friends. I'm just making this up, all right?
You can't rehearse. Either you're a friend or you're not. This is right. Not a rehearsal.
I think there's some good pieces there for friendship. So
right. You didn't know you were getting involved in this whole.
No, I didn't, but I love it anyway. You two remind me of my best friend and I when we get together. We're way worse.
Well, I've noticed. I've noticed.
All right, so on episode 26, I had a flip-flop it because on episode 26, we had a remarkable gentleman who passed away, and I did a week silence, and I want to tell you guys all about Kevin Diaz and Soul. This is a recap of that information. All righty. So everyone here at Pacific Northwest, we're doing our own celebration throughout the scenery, and I'm hoping to be able to get to the one here. Is going to be at the real Tacoma in June 28th. So I'm kind of hoping I get to show that one. If I do, then you'll see probably have a music review on that one, or add to my donate or tribute to Kevin Diaz on my website. Okay. So here's the clip of that. All righty. Hey everybody, it's Shells here from Let's Talk About the Music. This is episode 26 on what's going on. Let's talk about the music, or what's going on LDAT, and what's happening. All right, so I've been quiet since May 8th. Okay. And also been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes of Let's Talk About the Music. And I want to mix Heavy Emotions, Milestone, and what's in the progress of LTATM. Okay. All right. First things first, there was no episode. There was no episode on May 13th. Because on May 8th, a very amazing human being is no longer part of this world anymore. Kevin Diaz, he was crushed when he passed away, and he left a heartache with the community here, in the local community here in Pacific Northwest. I did do a tribute to him on my website. Go to lta.com, is right below the banner of it, so you'll see it. I'm also piling a lot of stuff into it as I go along, so that way you can see how much he actually impacted and influenced the local music here. Now with me, it's a little different. Okay. When the show was going from 2015 and 2018, I think it is, and I went into college at Green River College to redevelop this podcast, and also I was going to school to do a radio station, which the radio station was done, I just need more people be involved with it. It was supposed to be a community radio station for indie musicians. That was the idea of it. But when I learned about radio stations, you have to have more than one person. It's just me. So anyway, so when I went back to college at Green River College and learned from KGRG, I kept hearing, you need to meet Kevin. You need to meet Kevin. Like, okay, where do I meet Kevin Diaz? So I'm not too sure how Kevin and I finally met up, but we met up and it was like he and I just clicked. I don't know, probably because we both support local community music. Now he's representing here in local community. I do local community, but I also go worldwide. So I don't know, stay here, Pacific Northwest. So I celebrate everybody who does the independent musicians. Alrighty. So, him and I were trying to crisscross in our podcast, and I assumed that it wasn't ready yet. Or Let's Talk About the Music was slowly still trying to find its grounds, which is, I can feel that. So, I mean, I did get a hold of him and we were trying to touch base, but it never really worked. My indication of it that he'll help me, you know, hey, bring me back into the community and such, but it didn't happen. And that's okay, because again, but still it hurts, because I really wanted him to see what I've accomplished with this, with his guidance, and everybody at KGRG, Green River College, and all of you guys who are supporting me and not supporting me, has developed this podcast, this project, from beginning until now. So, anyway, so on May 13th, I felt numb to do the show. And so, because I couldn't wrap my head around the whole thing. And so I took last week completely off. I didn't do any podcasting. I tried on Tuesday. My brain was not going to work. Wednesday, starting to feel a bit better. But I didn't really start feeling quite myself until Sunday. And I'm still in shock now, but I'm not as bad as I was last week. Anyway, and so that's why there was us in the show. And Sunrest episode will be dropping next Wednesday at 8 a.m. on Audio Boom, and then Saturday at 8 a.m. on Saturday. So I did a radio silence to honor him. And did a tribute on my website. Go check it out. And so that's why I was gone last week. And those who are listening to in the later on, May 8th, Kevin Diaz passed away from Loud and Local at KSW. And it just shocked the whole entire world. And what's going to happen with Loud and Local on KSW? His good friend Wyatt, he is also a local singer, local musician, who's been training or working with Kevin in January, and now he is taking over the show and keeping the legacy alive. Okay, we all are. Everyone who's representing and knows Kevin, we are doing our best to represent the local community the best that we can in our own way. Okay, so that is the object. Okay. And the radio station, it can come back. I just need more bodies. If anybody's interested, it's there. Alrighty. So, all right. Episode 27 is on Sunrest, and their information was creating a unique experience. Now, what we talk about in this clip was basically, again, on community-based, how people are bringing things together after COVID. And so this one is, we were talking about Washington State Music Award that Kevin Inlow put together. And I didn't go this one, but anyway, we'll talk about it inside the clip. So check this out.
I think we're still a baby band, even yeah. though Sonny and I have been doing it for, you know, a minute, but we're still a baby band and we're still getting out there and the heat's starting to rise under the band and people are starting to take notice. And I think it's, I think now is when we're really going to start to take off as a band. And, you know, we've had some success in the past with Video of the Year, with the Washington State Independent Music Awards last year for La Luna. And we got nominated again this year.
We got nominated 6 times. Yeah. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was prestigious to yeah. just even be thought
for of. For yeah, what essentially, you know, you guys have been doing it longer, but as a band, it's only a 6-month project.
Yeah.
So I think the live thing, I think truly we hope that the music and the visual stuff intrigues people enough to come see us live. Because that's where we truly, I think, we thrive. And the music really is transformative. I think you can feel it.
Okay. So tell me more about Washington State Awards. So how do you guys feel about the whole presentation and the whole orchestra? I went last year, I didn't go this year. So how do you guys feel about last year and this year?
I didn't see last year, but I was very impressed with what Kevin did this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a comparison. I just, other than my own experiences, and I thought it was well done.
I think one of the things that I noticed is that the reach of the nominations for bands branched out further than it did the previous year. So like one of the bands, I think they won 4 or 5 awards from Vancouver, Washington, where it seemed like the last time we did the awards ceremony, it was mostly Tacoma area bands. So it's nice to see bands from other areas get involved. And it's, you know, Kevin works his heart out doing that. And he was going through a lot of stuff personally. And I think he pulled it off very well. And, you know, it's a beautiful venue. So
yeah,
it makes it easy to hang out in. So,
yeah.
Up Spanish.
No.
Except maybe Madison Square.
Yeah, I know that Kevin put it on last year and he wasn't going to do anymore. But everybody else had to do another one, so he decided.
We stuck him back in. He doesn't get
yeah.
to leave.
Yeah, so he.
It was a fun night.
Yeah.
That's good. And I'm hoping he continues doing it too. So I think it's great for people to actually get nominated, be part, come and dress up, be part of the whole thing. I think that's kind of cool.
Well, I think it's lit a fire underneath the community part of the Tacoma music scene, because it felt like after COVID everything just kind of got diffused where people weren't coming together. And this year I noticed that there was a lot more collaboration. We felt like we knew more people that we'd never met that we met the previous year, and it just felt like a community of people that were supporting each other, which was really, really nice. It wasn't competitive and you know, cutthroat. It was kind of like, hey, you won. Great. Congratulations. Yeah. You know,
more of a family.
Yeah, exactly. More community.
That's good. Yeah, because last year, I can't think of the name on top of my head. Josh?
Josh
Kane.
He won every single one of them last year.
Yeah, he won a couple this year, too.
Only two?
Yeah, I think he won 2.
All of them.
Right?
Yeah, he took home all of them last year.
Yeah, he's got project, our new music video coming out too, I hear. So.
And a new okay.
video. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing all that. So.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm hoping that Kevin does a third one. Hopefully. All righty. Episode 28. Now, I'm going to have 2 clips with this one, okay? Because I'm very, very proud of this one. And episode 28 is the live show at the Valley. What I'll be doing is showing off the introductions of the guys at the Valley, because I'm just so in awe with it. You know, I hope I can do more live shows. That's one of my game plan anyway. And then right after that, you guys will hear the jam session, all 3 jam sessions, because I don't think I gave you guys a clue of that happening last week when I was announcing it all. So you guys can hear a jam session towards the end of this rewind, okay? So here is that, and I hope to see you guys on season two. And why I am down and out and getting things together, I'll be sending you guys a little information on clips of that. Hey, I'll be back promoting, and also I am behind on my blog, so I will be announcing, hey, the blogs are done, go check it out. So I'll come back so often, once a week, and you guys let you guys know, okay? Alrighty, so enjoy the live show at the clips, not the whole thing, it's the clips of the valley, the introduction of the guys, and then also the jam session right after the introduction. Alrighty, okay guys, that's it, and I'll see you guys in season two. Let's talk about the music, because the music is everywhere, because I'm graduating, baby, tomorrow. Woo! All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Welcome to episode 29, Live at the Valley. And we have guests here. We play harmonica. We're going to go around the room here to have a conversation, get to know these guys, because this show will be eventually audio and visual. It's going to be on Audio Boom and wherever you're spreading your podcast, and also on YouTube, where you guys can actually watch these beautiful faces on real time. Alrighty? So, first things first, we're going to go with, so Steve, we're going to start with Steve, go Benny, and we're going to go to Tim. So Steve, tell us all about you.
Well, my name is Steve Ward. I am in a band called Chasing Pennies. We're a punk band. Got everybody here. I'm from here in Tacoma. Moved around a lot, but came back here about 20 years ago, and just recently got back into music about 5-6 years ago. So.
All right. How long have you been playing the harmonica?
About 5-6 years.
Okay. All right. And who's your inspiration?
Chuck Reagan.
All right. There you go. All right, Mr. Benny, tell us about you.
Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Benny Bostrom. I'm a native Washington born harmonica player. That's primarily what I play. I've lived in Puyallup, Tacoma, Federal Way, kind of all around the place. I play a lot of pickup stuff, and I've done some studio work for some people in the area. I've been playing harmonica for a very long time. I'm sure we'll get into all of the nuance of that and all of the weird pieces of what that means. But when I say a long time, I was telling you earlier, it's been like 20 years. My dad gave me one when I was like 8 years old, and for some reason, it's the only thing I couldn't put down. So that's me.
Nice. Now, who inspired? Besides your dad, who inspired you to play the harmonica?
It was not my dad that inspired me. My dad is a harmonica player, but as soon as I started playing harmonica, he saw the kind of trend. And then he's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, no.
So he stopped doing that. He plays a bunch of other things. He plays, like, guitar, trombone, drums, and a bunch of stuff like that. But one of my biggest influences, I think, is a man named Jason Ritchie, who's down in New Orleans, who's also a very good friend of mine. There's a couple of other traditional blues guys who are very big influences on me as well, because they really can't not be.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, tell us all about you. Nice.
My name is Tim. I'm the lead singer for a couple of bands here in Tacoma. It's Tremor Cats and 15 Stitches. I play a little bit of harmonica with those guys. I basically started playing because years ago, probably about 2010 or 11, I was in a blues band with some other folks that I knew way back. And being just a four-piece, it got a little boring in between verses, so I decided to just try to pick it up. And now I just went from there. I've been doing music basically my whole life. My dad was a singer-songwriter. I grew up performing with him, and so that's just what I do. It's just something that I just picked up to add a little bit to, you know, what I'm doing with my bands and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. And if I had to say, like, any kind of influence I've had with harmonica, I think my favorite sound is going to be someone like Howlin' Wolf, because it doesn't sound anything traditional of a lot of the other things that people are playing. I really like that kind of thing. So.
Cool. Right on.
All right, so we already talked a little bit about it, but let's go into your first time playing harmonica. So let's go to your very first time. Cam, we'll go back to you.
What
was the very first time you played a harmonica?
I was probably a kid. Yeah, I mean, the very first time.
Yeah.
You know, most instruments that I've ever played, I was probably a kid when I played them first. And I had a friend of my dad's named Mark. He had a whole sack of harmonicas. I remember he had a bag. It was a Crown Royal bag. I mean, I was so young, I didn't know what Crown Royal was back then, but I remember that purple bag and gold string. You don't forget that. Well, you know, we'd go fishing and stuff like that with my dad, and he would sit around and play. That's probably the first time I heard anybody play.
Nice.
When I was 6, 8 years old, something like that.
Cool. All right, Benny, how about you? When was your first time playing the guitar? I mean, the harmonica.
I could also tell you about the first time playing guitar. My dad bought me one of those when I was 8. I touched it twice and said, "I hate this." So, no, I don't. The only string instrument I get along with is bass. But my dad bought me the harmonica and it came with a book. You know, he got me a book to go with it, and it was a lot of like folk songs, you know, stuff like that. Very like traditional like harmonica stuff. You know, I kind of played some of that for a little while, and then, you know, as kids do, I ventured off to do something else because I was like, man, I can't do one thing for more than 2 weeks. So I did that, and then it was kind of on and off, and I picked it up here and there. I learned some additional techniques, kind of put it away for a while, learned some additional techniques, put it away for a while. And then at some point, it was just kind of like, oh, I actually like know quite a bit about this thing. So it was very on and off again, but it was pretty much just when he put it in my hands, so it was kind of it. You know, I jammed a little bit here and there. But that about sums it up.
Nice. All right. And Steve?
Yeah, I started playing, like I said, about 5, 6 years ago. A buddy of mine wanted to start playing music, and I had played before very little, you know, more vocals than anything else. And I wanted to learn how to play the acoustic guitar, and it's a slow start, so I bought a harmonica with it. I used to get all my music from skate videos growing up, because I grew up as a skateboarder, so, and there was this one video as a kid that was, it had a band called Wonderful Broken Toys. They had this one song on the harmonica, and I just loved it, so I was like, you know, I kind of want to, like, bring that sound into it, so I bought one harmonica, I bought a G, and just tried to make it work, and we had a lot of fun with it, and then before you know it, I was playing in a blues band. Even though I'm not a big blues guy, I just wanted to learn how to play, and so I kind of learned a few things from there, and then I kind of moved on to the guitar, and then we started the punk band, but it's nice to be able to bring it back, so yeah, it's like harmonica.
Harmonica deserves a resurgence of popular music.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree.
All right, so.
I might be the only one who disagrees with that.
Stop.
I like harmonica because it's little and fits in your pocket.
I agree.
I think Benny said that earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys ready to jam?
Yeah, we can do something. We can have a good time.
All right.
I'm going to need these guys to tell me what key I need to play.
Yeah, me too.
And ask me if I have it.
All right, guys, want to introduce the drummer?
You want to introduce the drummer? I'm going to let Steve introduce this guy. How about that?
Josh Rios. He's the drummer from Chasing Penny. And my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Hello. You too. All right, guys, this is the end of the show. Thank you guys for coming out here and tuning in. Go to listcapitalmusic.com, and I have a store open. It's 5% off for all the store. So go check it out, and see you next time. Let's talk about the music, because the music is everywhere. Get it, guys. Thank you.
try a different key?
Let's
try something different, man. Let's go. You want to play a D, maybe some drop on it?
Thank you.
top that, you guys.
Thank you.
thanks for listening to Let's Talk About the Music. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Remember, the show is more than just a podcast. It's a multimedia experience. You can enjoy the content as a blog, a both audio and visual format, or stay tuned to connect with other conversation. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, like, and hit that subscribe button, as that way you'll never miss an episode. Also, be sure to sign up for our newsletter for our latest update and exclusive content. Until next time, grab your headphones or tune in visually, and let's keep that music journey together. Let's talk music, because the music is everywhere. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk About the Music. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Remember, the show is more than just a podcast. It's a multimedia experience. You can enjoy the content as a blog, a both audio and visual format, or stay tuned to connect with other conversation. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, like, and hit that subscribe button, as that way you'll never miss an episode. Also, be sure to sign up for our newsletter for our latest update and exclusive content. Until next time, grab your headphones or tune in visually, and let's keep that music journey together. Let's talk music, because the music is everywhere.